Almost every week, someone indignantly attacks my integrity because I offended them with a real or perceived opinion they didn't like. The underlying assumption is that stating an opinion on any controversial matter violates a sacred duty of neutrality. First, I've got to clarify. I'm a teacher and a commentator, not a judge or journalist. And though I strive mightily to be objective, I don't feel obligated to be neutral. Objectivity implies impartiality, detachment, and independence in evaluating the evidence. It does not preclude making or expressing a judgment. When I was young, I thought it was wrong to be judgmental, regardless of the issue. Later, I realized I couldn't be a good father or an effective teacher unless I made moral judgments. Now, making and encouraging you to make moral judgments is part of what I do. But while there's a responsibility to make moral judgments for ourselves, we need to be careful in deciding whether and when to express them. For example, my primary goal is to prod you to deeper thinking rather than persuade you to my way of thinking. I'd rather build bridges than walls. Thus, I usually keep my personal political convictions to myself. Before you express a moral judgment, you might ask yourself what you hope to accomplish and what you're likely to accomplish. My opinion, whether we're talking politics or instructing our kids, we should use restraint in expressing moral judgments. And when you do so, do it in a way that promotes respect, reflection, and discourse rather than resentment, resistance, and disagreement. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.